Countless boys and girls have sat in the audience at St. Louis's Fox Theater and dreamed of one day performing on its stage. For one young man from Ladue, that dream is coming true. Alex Pracken was a Muni kid. Now he's 23 and in a touring Broadway musical called Newsies, opening at the Fox on Tuesday. It's loosely based on the New York newsboys strike of 1899. A delivery boy named Jack leads a strike against publishers, including Joseph Pulitzer, who started the New York World, as well as the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Pracken, who gives us a sneak peek of the set.
It's three very tall towers, and the first big entrance I do is climbing up into these towers, and we do this big reveal, big music reveal, and all the Newsies turn around, and it's very exciting. Playing around in our big towers is kind of like a jungle gym. We get to run up and down numerous stairs, and we steal each other's hats, we play sword fights with sticks. It's a very fun opening to the show.
So you feel very much at home on the stage and in that set, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I've been wanting to be an actor since I was 3 years old. I was one of those weird kids who, you know, danced along to Wizard of Oz. I knew all the choreography, I knew all the songs, and I always kind of knew that I wanted to be up there on stage, and it's always been part of my plan.
How often would you say you're on stage during the show?
I'm on stage for a pretty good chunk of the show. I go back and forth very frequently from Oscar, who's my main character, and Ike, who is my newsy character.
What if the Delanceys come out swinging? Will we hear it? No!
And especially in Act One, I'm constantly changing between the two characters each scene. And that was actually the hardest part of the show. First coming into the show, figuring out when I was wearing what costumes and figuring out how to make those quick changes. I think my first quick change is about 30 seconds long.
30 seconds? How do you do that?
That change happens halfway through carrying the banner because I start the show as Ike, my newsy character, and I'm in this newsy costume, and I run off stage and I frantically take it off, and then I have one of our wardrobe people standing next to me holding the costume ready for me, and it's a pants and a shirt that are snapped together, so it's kind of like a onesie. And then they help me Velcro it up, put my tie on, and I run back on stage.
And you mentioned that you were the understudy for Jack.
Mm-hmm. I've done Jack 5 times.
What was that like?
Ugh, it's amazing. Jack is really an unbelievable role. It's really like the Mama Rose equivalent of roles from my age range for guys.
Planting crops, splitting rails, swapping tales around the fire.
It's an amazing journey that he goes on from being this, you know, this like kind of fake tough kid who leads this ragtag gang of newsies who sell papers to really becoming an adult and being someone who is able to have a face-to-face conversation with Joseph Pulitzer to convince him to lower his prices. It's one of my favorite theater experiences of all time, being able to play him.
So after the run of Newsies is over, what do you think's next for you?
You know what? Right now, I'm just enjoying the ride, enjoying seeing new places and places that I've never been. So who knows what's next?
Look at me.